You have a secret. You don't think I know about it, but I do. I know where you've been going when you get up and you leave to go to work in the middle of the night. I know what you're doing. Oh yes, I know you're actually going to work. But I know afterwards, sometimes you talk to men on your phone. Some strange men, some men you found on the internet that you chat with. You don't want me to know. You think I might be jealous, or you think that I might not understand why you do this, and that it doesn't affect our relationship. But you don't realize that I'm perfectly fine with it. I'm not that man anymore. I completely understand why you have to do what you have to do. I'm going to wait a couple of minutes after you've left and follow you to work. I'll wait for you to get inside your office. I'll slip in the darkness, unseen behind you. I'll wait for you to start talking. Start finding somebody to talk with, chat with. You'll have your phone on your desk, on speakerphone. And this man, whoever he is, will be telling you how he's stroking his cock. How he wants to suck on your pussy. How he wishes he wouldn't inside you. As I'm outside your office, I will strip myself naked. While over your shoulder, I watch you play with yourself while this strange gentleman is playing with himself. While he's talking and you're somewhat silent, touching yourself, I'm going to come up behind you and softly say your name, and before you can say a word, before you can react, I'm going to reach over and cover your mouth with one hand, turn you around, with my finger I'm going to motion you for silence, and you will listen. Then I'll nod and point in the direction of the phone so that you know that you're going to continue what you're doing as your internet man. Is stroking it and telling you how he's stroking it. You can hear him stroking it on his phone. I'm going to motion you again for silence. I'm going to lean you over your desk face down while your internet gentleman is stroking his cock, telling you how he wishes he was fucking you. I'm going to fuck you from behind, hard and fast. Hard and fast like I never do. Not in anger. Just hard and fast, furious, a frenzy. I'm gonna hold your arms so you can't do anything with them. You're already wet and dripping. He's talking about what he wants to do to you. He wants to fuck you. He wants to put his cock in your pussy, but mine's in there. Mine's the one rubbing inside and out. My cock is the one that is plunging inside and out of your dripping, wet pussy. Hot, steaming. I can smell it. It's so strong. You're so wet, you're so dripping, you're so ready. I make you come loud and hard. He hears this. He thinks he's made you come hard. You can hear him stroking it faster and faster, and he comes. You can hear him moaning. He has no idea I'm there helping make you come. Two of us have made you come hard and loud. I haven't come yet. Still holding your arms, I pull out and I whip you around. I put my dick in your face. I stroke my dick. I shove it hard, up and down, till I come all over your face. Something I never do. All over your face. And you're going to lick it all off. Then you're going to suck the remaining cum off my dick. One thing you got to remember, I'm yours and you're mine. Nothing can change that. Nothing you do will embarrass me. I love you. I lust you. Nothing will change that. Do not be afraid of doing this. But don't be surprised at my reaction sometimes.